This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round.
It's time for Rockstar to hit the big button with trash on the table.
The line is baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked on a buttery crust.
Close.
Baked on a buttery, crispy crust.
Damn. Close? Flaky.
I thought I said flaky. Baked in a buttery, flavored crust. Yeah.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
But first was my favorite. He basically says crust right. The guy goes close.
Well, the guy that says it should be the voice goes, say baked on a flaky buttery crust. Baked on a crust flavor. Crust.
Damn. It's flaky.
Mortgage Right puts the M in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. Let them make home ownership a possibility for you. Landing a mortgage is priority number one. When you want to buy a home, start with our friends at Mortgage Right. MortgageRight.com/TNR. Get your home buying journey going today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start in a weird name for a city. Tell me if you lived here. Like, somebody says, where'd you grow up? Bullskin Township, Pennsylvania. Bullskin Township.
Never heard of that.
Well, I have not either, Jim. I don't imagine many people live in Bullskin Township, Pennsylvania. But Pennsylvania State Police are asking for the public's help to identify the person of interest in a criminal mischief incident there. According to state police, the incident led to damaged property. It happened at Jacobs Creek Park in Bullskin Township. State police believe the incident happened between Monday and Thursday, and according to officials, suspects lit multiple fireworks inside a woman's restroom, so much so that it caused the plastic toilet to melt in the cistern. That's a lot of fireworks.
I mean, it just disappeared like it was a sinkhole.
It fell right in the hole.
It fell right in the hole, man. Well, that's a lot of fireworks.
Listen, I don't know how that one works, but out in the Arizona desert, inside the state park there, every time I would stop at one of those.
That's what the toilet looked like?
Because I had to do an emergency. It was a normal toilet, but it dropped down basically into a... hole. Basically a pit.
What is it a padlock for?
That's for...
So you don't steal the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. Dunaway's right.
Yeah, hey, somebody did.
A big toilet paper roll, right? Yeah.
They stole the toilet paper, too.
Yeah.
That's one of those Rockstar in old school places. They put 1, 2, 3, 4 rolls out there at one time.
That's hard to steal toilet paper. It's hard. There's a padlock. I can get that off.
The toilet paper that's in a public restroom, I don't want to steal.
Not that I've
that's
ever
like
been
sandpaper.
You don't
not
like half ply?
Yeah.
Not that I've ever been poor, but you bring your own roll, and then you start rolling it off onto your own roll, and then you're able to walk out with it. Life hack.
Wow. I mean, it's gotten pretty bad if I'm going
tough
to
times
do that.
For Dunaway.
Yes. So they're still looking for the firework criminal at large there. Cherry bomb in the toilet. I mean, it's an old prank. I think they might have gone a little too far there. Around the room, everybody like Hot Pockets? So you a fan or no fan? Hot
never
Pocket?
Liked them.
You never liked Hot
never
Pockets?
Never liked
you
them.
You see, as a kid, it would cause...
burns?
No, it would cause problems in my system.
A lot of things do that to you.
A quick evacuation for me.
Yeah, you would make that toilet look like the last picture.
I just remember eating the ham and cheese ones where it was lava. I know that...
Oh, yeah, you'll burn the heck out
Jim
of your
Gaffigan
mouth.
Jim Gaffigan does a whole wrap on it. But they were good at the time, but then they have that... cool sleeve that actually cooks it evenly.
Yeah, it does. And that sleeve gets hot as hell, too. Yeah.
Well, because it's cooking it evenly. Yeah.
While Rockstar is on, leave Rockstar on camera, but I just want to hear Forrester's laugh when I do this at you, Forrester, when I go. What sound did you hear from yesterday afternoon? Rockstar did an amazing sound effect pose yesterday in the back room there before he left.
I have issues, man.
He does this, and he... As he's doing this, he lets out the longest fart.
It was a wet arrow.
Oh, gosh.
This whole pullback of the arrow was a fart. He went.
We have fun back here, man.
I know y'all do.
Well, Lunsford's back. Lunsford on microphone. How long was this yesterday when he went?
Very long. The thing is, he makes the motion and then stops the motion. You think that's going to be the end, and he just holds it. When is this going to end?
Then it stops,
and then there's an extra like aftershock after the fact.
It's like a locker room up here.
It was like you had swallowed an oxygen tank, and you were slowly letting the air out.
That was tame, by the way. I have issues. One person I feel bad for these past few weeks is Tyler, because Tyler's in the...
Look at Tyler shaking his head. Yeah.
I go, here it comes. I'm sorry. And I point away.
Tyler's in the firing zone. Yeah. He's outside of the demilitarized location. Hey, so, I frequently feel sorry for Kelsey and Taylor here, because they've just stumbled into a men's locker room. I mean, we have fun up here. They laugh a lot. They laugh with us. They jump in on the jokes a lot. But they have stumbled into working in a men's locker room.
But we have a longstanding rule. We do not fart.
Oh, no. I'm not even talking about passing gas. I'm just talking about the other million things we do up here that are like a men's locker room.
Even in the crappy studios we've been in before, we never farted in those studios.
No, I had to call out Matt McLaren early on. I was like, hey, listen, I don't know how y'all did it in Dallas, but let me tell you how we do it in Birmingham from 10 to 2. We do not pass gas. No, actually, it was 2 to 6. We were afternoons in. I was like, we do not pass gas in this studio.
And Del Greco was notorious about leaving them for us when he was on the other board.
He was an ass dropper.
Yeah, I mean, he would wait until the clothes had played and would walk out.
Yeah.
But these guys in the back room, I mean, we might as well be, out in the wild in Africa.
Well, I don't know that it's all of them.
Or down in the Amazon. These guys have no rules back there.
Well, see, my point is, and I told Dunaway this, and these guys will vouch for it, they're not putrid. They're not. I'll tell them when I was like, I know when one's going to be bad. And I was like, I am sorry, I apologize, because that's going to be bad. But you can ask them. Lunsford, you can go ahead. Have you ever...
Such a weird...
So
guy.
You call you your been, shot that yeah. This is just air, it's not going to smell
ever
bad.
Been stink bombed?
I mean, 95% of them, there's nothing. I won't say it's been 100%, but it's 95%, there's nothing. It's honestly impressive how much comes out sound wise. There's absolutely no smell.
I just do not like this conversation.
Can we start a podcast about this?
All right. So back to Hot Pockets, which is where this all started.
Chad wants to know, is there a t-shirt idea in this for Tyler? Like, Tyler survived rock stars, whatever, or anything. So possibility in
explosions.
The store.
A man in Louisville was shot over the weekend over a Hot Pocket. That's how much he likes them. Louisville Metro Police Department arrested 64-year-old Clifton Williams. He looks like a pleasant enough fella in his mugshot right there, Rockstar.
What do you have to say for yourself? Well, shit.
The 64-year-old shot his roommate following an argument over a Hot Pocket. Police say Williams' roommate had eaten the last Hot Pocket, so he started throwing tiles at him, which is a weird thing to throw at him. I guess ceramic tiles, Rockstar?
Do you remember we used to work in a building that had a door stopper that was a box of ceramic tiles for 10 years?
From where the building was built, they're like, we'll just leave these right here.
I mean, they're roommates. Could they have been playing a nice game of Scrabble?
It could have been Scrabble tiles. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. There is no clarification here. Could have been ceiling tiles. Arrest slips say the roommate tried to leave. Williams went inside, got a gun. The man was shot in the buttocks as he was trying to leave, according to police. Of
course you're going to throw that Q at me. You can't spell anything with a Q.
I'll shoot you. Florida man. We got Florida man back here, but this is not his fault this time, I don't think, unless we get an update on this story. A man in Florida lost his arm after being attacked by an alligator. Where, Dunaway? Oh, well, Rick's already showing you. What does that look like to you?
That looks to me like to be in Orange Beach, Alabama.
It kind of does. That place where we stopped to get that steak that time, right? Yeah, Rockstar, we were traveling together. Ha, 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 Brad.
Well, we did it together with each other.
Well, it says Bandidos, so it's going to lure me into thinking it's in Mexico.
It's a bar in Port Charlotte, Florida, and 23-year-old man was attacked Sunday behind that bar by an alligator. Now, you don't see that happen every day. Man lost his arm, though. It's terrible, but... I mean, how did the ISO, is this the guy?
Yeah, like a little Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I assumed it was an outdoor bar. You were showing us the restaurant.
It is. He went outside to relieve himself, and this happened.
Oh, behind a bar. See,
behind the bar. Literally went.
I thought you meant like behind a physical bar, but you mean behind the building that is the bar.
You're not supposed to be back here.
I was like, how did the alligator get back there? I misread it totally.
And apparently he was fishing with bait.
You got issues with women? How you been doing? But they're always rubbing the damn bar down.
I know. They got that towel over their shoulder wiping the glass.
If he's back there peeing, he's lucky he lost an arm.
Yeah, no joke. Man, that's a terrible story. All right, final two stories.
That's the gator. So they caught him afterwards.
Oh, well, good. So we caught the gator.
What are you doing?
Yeah, why is it his fault?
Yeah, I mean, he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
Throw those stilts in him.
Stab him.
Do you have a, does Gary the Gator have a story about a man going into a bar?
A man walks into the bar. The other man ducked.
That's not bad.
You can tell the worst jokes in that voice, and they're funny. All right, here are Dunaway. Dating coaches said five signs you're super attractive. You want these? Five signs that you're super attractive, okay? Number one, people get very territorial about boyfriends or girlfriends around you, even when you're doing nothing wrong, because they see you as competition.
Yeah,
I love all of these, by the way. It's everything's assumption.
Right.
Meanwhile, you guys would let me go to dinner or movies with any of your significant others, so I must be ugly as hell.
Well, we had a
I will let you go to a movie with my wife. Why? Just because I want to let you.
We had a coworker once whose wife was super territorial around him, and I don't think a whole lot of people had interest in him. I don't know that.
It was she was very, very protective. Always had an eye on him.
Super territorial.
I'm horrible at jock history.
You've got it.
Is that right?
You got it. Oh, no. Actually, no. You're right in that wrong. No, I don't think you're going to think of this one.
That's
not right. No.
Oh, gosh. We're going to go.
That one probably should have been more territorial.
I know it wasn't. I know it wasn't that one.
Nope. Hey, number two, you rarely get compliments because people assume you already know you're attractive. So, Dunaway, if people don't tell you you're attractive, it probably means you are attractive.
Because you should already know that. It's assumed once you walk in. Like, if nobody's going to say it, it's obvious that I am.
Yeah, if you reverse these, they're easily humble brags, by the way. Number three, you rarely get approached by people because people think you're out of their league, so they don't even bother trying.
That's what's happening to me back in the day.
Number four, you always catch strangers staring at you in public.
I just stand under TVs with a big game on them.
And number five, people always get very awkward and nervous around you.
I think Dunaway thinks I'm attractive.
But, by the way, my social awkwardness starts the next round of cocktails. If you want to go read it,
did you clap or
watch it? I did start off with a clap and got into it and learned a new phrase in yesterday's next round of cocktails, having the Kellys.
Okay. Hmm. Jeff said there's a lot of KIV in Gary the Gator, by the way.
It is. It's Ed Wynn. He's an old actor from the 40s who did the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland from Disney. He did a lot of characters. Then Twilight Zone, too.
All right. BuzzFeed has nine shows that were way overrated. We'll hit these and wrap up trash here. I'm going to imagine Dunaway has watched a lot of these.
Where just you a quick start? List, all of them.
Let's go. Wednesday. Wednesday.
I'm not. Very, very popular with young teenage girls, so I don't know if this is overrated or not.
Just scroll backwards, Rockstar. I'll do these in that order since I started you at the bottom. Oh, I thought you could scroll. Okay. The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. I never watched that one.
I watched one season. My wife watched it forever.
Yeah.
And it's still on? Has it ended yet?
No, it ended last year. I didn't know that this guy over here has like a football uniform. I don't know what the hell happened in that final season.
Yeah, I don't either.
I quit when this guy came in, when Negan came in.
Yeah, I never watched one.
I was gone way before that.
Either
I was
one of those.
I was there the year the governor was battling Rick.
All right, what's next, Rickstar? I thought you could just hit the arrow.
I haven't. These are alphabetized. I made a mistake. So
that's
quite
all right.
Let's just go to the word score.
This is us. Yeah, this is us. Dunaway.
It's not
now.
Overrated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who rates it, but I thought it was very uniquely done, the way they've got the alternate timelines there like that. I liked it.
I mean, it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, I thought this was a good show. Stranger Things. I think Lunsford's big on Stranger Things. I've never watched it.
I love Stranger Things. Yeah. This season, they came out. Well, I think they – I don't know what they're – saying is overrated. They didn't really explain them.
Yeah, BuzzFeed says it's overrated.
Which one was the 1980s year? Was that two or three?
They're all in the 80s. They're probably
okay.
Like,
which one was the mall one?
Season three.
Okay, so I saw the first two. I haven't seen the last two.
Okay. Dunaway's catching up. How I Met Your Mother. You like that show, Dunaway?
Loved it. Seen
never
every
seen
episode.
An episode of that show.
A love story in reverse.
Yep.
Like that couch, though. It's almost as good as the Lego couch.
Alternate timeline a lot in that, too.
Oh, do they really? Hey, real quick. Okay.
Grey's Anatomy.
Never watched it.
By the way, still on or just ended?
Still on, I think.
Yeah, please.
Like 56
Holy
seasons.
Holy crap! They're still doing Grey's Anatomy. Is that woman still on it?
I think so. She's the lead actress of it.
Was on in the 90s? Was it?
No,
early 2000s.
I would say early 2000s, but it's been on for a long time.
At least 20 years.
Yeah. Friends. Now this is one I did watch. Lance, I know, is notoriously a hater of this show.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think I've probably seen every episode.
That's Lance being too cool for school.
Yeah,
it was
I've
seen every fantastic show.
And Big Bang Theory, Dunaway.
Fantastic show. My wife actually loves that show more than me.
And the final one,
I don't have a picture for this one, but Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Oh, fantastic. I've seen every episode.
Lunsford, that got him fired up.
Euphoria, overrated. That's one of the best shows on TV I've ever seen. Yep.
Don't they show a lot of members in that show?
A lot of sexuality.
And what's her name, the lead actress?
Zendaya.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, and she's won an Emmy both seasons. I mean, she's incredible in it.
Unbelievable.
Incredible show.
Unbelievable. The most uncomfortable stuff. If you ever want your kids not to take drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show them that show.
What if I'm on the fence there?
Tell you what, I wouldn't mind. But go ahead and watch this and see what you think.
All right. I mean, they do have some good stuff out of the drugs, I guess. So maybe it's not a good thing to show the kids.
A lot of great music's come from drugs.
Yeah. You're right.
That is true. Right. You can't deny that one.
Just say maybe.
Mortgage Right brings you trash every day. They put them in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. Your first stop needs to be MortgageRight.com/TNR NMLS 2239. MortgageRight.com.